Where is it? Where is it? Did you put it in the correct spot?
No.
In the to-do.
It's in the to-do.
You're going to put it in the
to-do.
It's
to-do
as there is.
What file do you want it in? In what the hell?
No. We can put it in there for now.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Could somebody take MP3s? No, they couldn't.
I said it on the screen.
Could somebody take MP3 files and burn them so that they're just like regular...
It's called wave files.
Wave files, so that they're like regular, basically, CD.
Yep. Yes, you do it all the time.
If it's audio, you can do anything.
MP3.
In the beginning, there was no
turn your mic off. Get the what?
The dog. Things that station of wave up with Samaria. And it was
soon.
Came what the hell with Drexel. And it too was bad. Knowing that their shows were bad, and knowing that the evil of the world could destroy them alone, they combined forces. And it was good.
Who did that? Who did the voice?
Oh, James.
Oh, what's this
Sunday
for?
Sunday night.
What's this for?
I don't know.
Hey, what's this for?
Sunday night from 9 to 11.
I don't have any other chance. Oh, you like too much.
Couch mic. You bought Chris a
dirt mic.
Do you converse with Joe?
I can still play them.
Right.
But I have to convert it.
You should play that.
Okay.
Actually, play the.
The only problem with the joke is we need more laughing.
We do.
Because it's a good joke, but it's just one of those jokes where you have to hear laughing after. Otherwise, the stupid people, which is.
Or
else? Just sit there going.
One day, there's two brothers. One of the brothers gets a job in Tirana. He says, "Hey there, buddy." He says, "I'm going to Tirana." He says, "I got a job." He says, "Right on." He says, "Well then." So about a week later, he says, his brother gives him a call. He says, "He's at home." He said, "He's had an off day at work." He says, "Hey there, buddy." He says, "How's your job going?" He says, "Well, it's going great." He says, "You're going to have to bring me down to Tirana." He says, "You can buy me some beer." He says, "You're making lots of money now." He says, "Right then, buddy." He says, "Come down." He says, "Go to the corner, meet the payphone, give me a call, come down and pick you up, we'll buy you a beer." He says, "Right." So he takes the bus, comes over to the ferry, says, comes into Toronto, goes to the corner, finds the phone, gives his brother a call. He says, "Hey, brother." He says, "I'm down on the corner here." He says, "Come pick me up." He says, "Well, which corner are you on there, brother?" He says, "There's a lot of corners in Toronto. It's not like Newfoundland, eh?" He says, "Hey, all right, there, buddy. Well," he says, "go up in the corner there," and he says, "look on the street, and it'll tell you which street you're on." He says, "Right there, buddy." He looks, drops the phone. So he says, which corner are you on? He says, "Right, I'm on the corner of Walk and Don't Walk." He says, "I'm in the Russian Republic. I want you to be listening to Rat Radio. Thank you. May I have my $5?
I didn't hear that last one.
Those you?
That sounded like Neil.
Oh,
This is Russian. This is Ivan of Russian Republic.
Oh, we're 2 minutes late. What are you doing?
Taking a crap.
James is a bitch.
To all the boys and girls.
Got a chance to see that movie again.
Where's the other one, James?
Fucking God. Does that movie do that?
James?
Oh, you fucking you dumped it.
Do you have a soul or what?
Those are all these things.
Little Darcy.
What?
Do you have a cold?
No.
Don't, because I do not want to get...
No, I don't have a cold.
Fucking shut up.
I have something in my lungs, I think, because I've had this for a long time.
The last, I like had a cold and was sick for like 2 weeks running.
Muffin.
He killed the spell.
Maybe he saved something else. Let's see.
Sven is away.
Where's the specimen?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. He needs to believe
it. Yeah.
Why would you do that? Jenna's movies?
All of a sudden it's time to.
Oh, damn.
That would be.
So what's right? Jenna movie waves.
It's a page of movie waves, of which I have not gotten any movie waves.
Brian, you can insult me about my lack of knowledge about computers, and I couldn't care less. This is like saying, gee, Desmond, you don't fly a plane well. So by what?
You don't.
Oh, damn.
What's it, Desmond? I keep mentioning nasty things about me.
I have to go check myself out.
Only three people listening.
It's just online. I have to line up some stuff.
So how did the 500 people night go?
500.
How many people did we have that night?
I will tell you. During my each one. The Sunday night song. And then our. Oh, 06?
No.
No.
Person in the door.
Hello? I can't hear. Oh, pizza? You're lying. What are you
doing?
No way. They said an hour.
Is it pizza?
20 minutes. I get it.
It's been only 20 minutes.
Yes.
But they said an hour.
Anyway, so my point is that I don't know who it is, but they're lying. And I said, I'll let you know.
Which is the pizza? You apologize to the pizza boy?
No, I'll say, wow, you're really fast.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the Hell Show with Brian Drex, Owen Tamarian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC radio channel and the Dell Net servers. And now here's Brian Drex Ball.
It's time for the show. It's What the Hell again, Sunday night. And it's show number 37.
What?
30? I have counted them.
37?
Yeah, when I looked back and started it the Sunday that I'm counting my shows, too.
Well, they don't
show on Sunday. I don't know how many you did or when you started, but...
Oh, I started at the same time you
did. It's the 37th Sunday.
I started at the same time you did.
Okay, well, I started like almost right away.
I started like right away plus
a day. This show is called show number 37. And the next one we call 38.
Wow.
Good from there.
What are the chances of
actually counting? Going after that, 39.
The only order we've got at this place is numerical.
No. We have my order.
No, we have disorder.
Disorder.
God,
that's
way.
Disorder.
There you go, some pizza guy.
Oh, crap.
Took the elevator up and down the whole way. We've got pizza guy. Let the pizza guy come in and say hi.
They told
I was
close to this.
No,
you're not the
pizza guy.
They
told me an hour. Pizza guy,
because
it was an hour. They said on the phone, and it came in 20 minutes. Like we're not disappointed.
We're surprised. We're not used to efficiency for pizza places.
He actually just grabbed somebody else's pizza and brought it to us.
Random pizza guy. Okay, we got all our regular features except for the movie quotes. Cause I didn't download any because we're making promos. I'm sorry.
But I'm back.
But Dak is back after a 2-week hiatus, and Brett didn't get the pizza guy to come in.
Holy crackers!
You didn't get the pizza guy to come in.
Why didn't I get the pizza guy to come in?
To say hello.
Say hello.
He can come in and say, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, too
fun. There's a blown opportunity.
It's done.
Oh, God. Hershey.
We try and do that.
Hey, back.
Maybe this is the real pizza guy. Here.
No. Hello?
I'm going to put him on rat radio.
What?
Somebody's trying to get
Who's
him.
Dave?
Dave's not here.
Dave's not here.
Dave's dead.
Steve, who's Steve?
Steve Calder. Let him in. Let him in.
All right, you can come in, I guess.
He's a new person here.
Where did we meet him at?
We haven't met him ever. Okay, he was my ex-roommate's... No, he is my ex-roommate's boyfriend.
Correct.
No, he is male.
And why are you inviting him here?
He's cool.
Yes. Yeah,
so but you've never met him.
You've never met
Fuck
him.
Off.
I've met him.
Fuck off.
You know him. He can't be good. Hey, this isn't a romantic show, so shut the fuck up or I'll kick your fucking ass.
The chicken doesn't know it. He must not be good.
This could be sorry. This could be called
any more insular?
Oh, yeah, please.
Elite group of people here.
This elite group of...
Oh, very, very elite. Okay, on the IRC we have Critical S, which is a new thing. Never heard that before. J.K. Jackal, Infaloop, and Nameless Gloom Bunny. Remember last week, we have to pick a name. Some people have sent some in. We'll get to that a little bit later.
Pick a name for what?
Spector, for Gloom Bunny.
Wasn't the man going to make it his personal mission to find your name?
Yeah, the man's not here. The man is having fun somewhere else.
But we didn't get any promise. Man!
Come on in.
Steve!
Hello. Hello. Who are you talking to?
Huh? Skidmark. Say my name, dammit. Okay, Skidmark, I've said your name.
Yeah. You're talking in the hall. Who are you talking to?
Trying to explain to myself why I showed up at like, you could be there at 9, be there at 9, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, not sure about like 9:00
something. Oh, that's okay. Okay. 9:00. No, there's no 9:00, it's a 9:10.
We're usually late too. It's okay. We're good. Like 3-4 minutes late tonight.
We've never been 3-4 minutes late. This is like 8 or 9 minutes late.
Do you have a cool name for the show, Steve?
The only name I ever used on the internet was like my cheesy little BBS porn name.
Okay, what's your BBS porn name?
Let's just use G.
No, we want to hear your BBS porn name.
It was Gentle G. That was it.
Gentle G.
That booked it.
There you are.
There you are. You're branded for life. Too bad. Gentle G has joined us for the first time. We're going to go around the room and get the pictures up.
Hang on. I'm not the picture.
Oh, you're not pitcher. Move in.
We'll get a better picture.
So we'll go around the room. Projectile vomit, man. Oh, we might as well do the, let's do the video. I'll do the video as we do this.
Okay.
We're going to go around the room for who's here at What the Hell Tonight. And we've got a new person. It's Gentle G. And he's in the dark.
Am I?
And somebody needs to turn off the kitchen light.
Please see there and turn off the kitchen light.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't get a good clear shot of our new person. There we go.
That's one of them.
That's much better.
Just avoid a clear shot.
Avoid a clear shot.
Yes. I'm going to go far myself.
There we go. Gentle G has joined us. There's a good smile. We'll find the worst picture we can for a... Look at that pattern. Look at that shirt pattern. All you...
Stay with this clothes. Do not adjust your set.
Do not adjust your set. I have...
the angles are not right.
I have altered the webcam, so it's only updating once a minute now because people are just inundating my system last week with, like, craziness, and it was crashing the whole time.
200% sexy.
200%. Yes, we'll get there. You just calm yourself down there, Jackal. I know it's Jackal, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it Jackal saying that?
Yeah.
200% sexy projectile bullet man is next, and here's a close-up.
One of the listeners phoned in a poem last week.
I just took a picture.
What was the ending line?
It just took a picture?
Just Jack. No, it did.
Okay, you may see 200% sexy projectile bullet man. What? And here is the chicken. Say hi.
Hi.
There we are.
And get out of my face.
Okay. And here's Dak with his trademarked wave.
Hi.
Wave TM. There's Dak. Yeah. Hi. Oh. Bob.
It's Bob.
It's Bob from Peru. He's not a host anymore. But he's...
Yeah, he is.
Completely.
We're all hosts.
And we come down to Drex, who's laying on the ground.
Exclamation mark over the camera. What does that mean?
That means it took a picture while somebody was trying to access it with their very slow modem.
But that's okay. In another minute, it'll update it again. We'll take a look at the webcam in a minute. If you want to see the webcam, go to www.ranrito.com and skip the Flash intro if you don't have Shockwave, and then click on webcam. Hey, Drex, turn around. Get a nice picture.
Your maw for a second, you beast. Wait, I got to suck
my chin in. Suck your chin in and take a big bite.
Big. It's still got an exclamation mark.
It'll stay like that for a minute until it updates again.
I said that to a girl once. It didn't work.
It's still got a good exclamation mark.
What, suck in your chin?
And here we go. We'll get the room shot. There's the room shot, and I'll come in front of it. And I can't see myself, so...
There you go. That's it. Perfect.
The money shot.
That's enough for me. That's the money shot. Okay.
Oh, there's the webcam. And we've got Gender 2 on the left-hand side. And we've got Delphine Man, so everyone can see it. And we've got our special little logo on the left-hand corner. And something else is there, too. What does that say?
Remote control.
It's a remote control? I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's time.
It's like a number of time. Not weird.
So just I just took a picture and freak out.
But it didn't change it. It didn't change the picture.
Oh, that's okay.
Click back on there and refresh. Maybe
you
gotta
do a refresh. If it's all messed up, you do click reload frame. And there we go. There's the room shot. You can see me bent over giving the mic.
Yeah, you're giving the mic to you're not giving me anything, pal. He's trying.
We've done it. We did a couple promos this week. They're not, I don't know if they're done or not yet. There's no music. Stuff, but we're going to play them for you anyway.
We're going to play them. What? Try to see how many people are listening. I don't want to waste
money.
So
many people are listening. We have all the good people listening, right?
That's all we're saying. You're here now.
Now, that's a good point. People. If you're not there, you're not playing.
There's bad people. See, however, there's a list of people. Critical S, GK Jackal, Infaloop, Nameless, Bloom Bunny, Sean 3, Cisco Kid, Skidmark, Spector, and Mr. Hanky. And if you're not in that list, what you should do is go to the webpage and skip the intro, and then click on chat and fill in a name. And you
okay.
Can get in here and chat with us, and I can say your name later.
If you're if one of the really good people that's here right now is, we might play them again later. So I'll just stop talking to you.
They're not making any sense. That's okay.
So I would buy that. Everybody would have to be us on Holiday Monday for those that were there.
Yes.
Holiday Monday.
The long weekend Monday.
Where we get to pound a crackhead.
Oh! Okay, do you want to tell that right now?
Why not? We have lots to talk about.
Look, crackhead just joined.
Crackhead just joined. Welcome, crackhead. And he joined through the webpage. See, it did work. I tell people to come, and they will come. Build it, and they will come. Okay, yeah, some of our little group here had a little adventure on Holiday Monday, rescuing a chick.
Chick from her crack-headed spouse.
Okay. Go for it.
Well, let's see. I guess Bob was there. I was there. The band was there. Corey was there. Buff guy was there. The dark one was there.
It's not Buff guy. It's Neela.
Neela?
No, it's the Buff guy.
Oh, it's Neela. Do you call him Buff guy? He'll buff you up.
No. Look at what he's saying.
We call you a bitch, maybe.
I call Buff guy all the time, and he always like
goes.
My name's Mike Buff guy.
The Whining Jew was there, and so was Inky and the Shy One. Apparently, this chick is known to the Shy One through work, and she decided that it was time to get out of her relationship with her sleazy crack using spouse, apparently two separate occasions, has brought home a little fun disease for her to share with. Yeah, I think that's always nice, you know, just going out and sharing. So we get down there to move this chick out. We're there for about, 10 minutes before Bozo the Clown shows up?
Not even.
Yeah.
Just a couple minutes. We were actually just kind of getting...
Going.
And Chuck Dick himself fucking shows up.
So we're basically arguing and yelling with this guy. He is like bouncing in my face, and we're mainly concerned about keeping him away from his little ex lady, because this girl could not have weighed more than 96 pounds soaking wet.
Mm-hmm. She was like,
yeah, with a lot on her mind.
Yeah, and a radiator strap for her back.
She was nice. She wasn't grossly thin, and she wasn't overweight.
But she was tiny. She was like petite. So.
And that's the two things you do.
Use the right name.
So anyhow,
for those in the listening audience, we'll give you some perspective here. Everyone else is that little chihuahua dog from the Taco Bell commercial, and Desmond is Godzilla.
They can see it. They can see it. They can go to the webpage and take a look at that.
They can form their own opinion. Look at that finger. Look at that finger.
The mighty finger.
Yes. So anyhow.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to the
chair. Giselle just joined.
Hey, Giselle. It's Giselle. Hey, Giselle. What's up, buddy?
So we're there, and this guy starts shoving me.
Yep.
I spin him around, put him into a hole. He calms down. We then go outside, where he scares the crap out of me because he grabs the kid. And I think he's going to run. Now, apparently, the chick said, don't worry about it. He would, like, only keep the kid for, like, a week before he dropped it off at his mother's or something like that.
Because he's weak.
So, was it Bob who asked to basically go back inside and
start? I said, would you mind if we started again? Go back inside and start taking your stuff out. Because this dipshit's not doing anything now. And he's involved himself with the kid. So she says, yeah, sure. No problem. Go ahead.
So her sister, a couple of her brothers, I think they were, Bob, Corey, and the man go inside the house to start doing this. A couple of us were staying outside to keep an eye on Bozo here, and he starts working himself up to a real good frenzy, screams, okay, that's it, let's fucking go, and he goes charging off inside with the rest of us in, like, hot pursuit. And he comes running up the stairs. Now, I'll let Bob tell this part of the story because he had a better view of it than I did.
Kennedy, the fucking man, is in the bedroom, in the back, one of the back bedrooms, grabbing a large black plastic bag and a bag full of, like, cheesy vegetables from the bathroom, fucking soap and stuff. I'm just actually blocking the room that this chick is in, because I got flanked at 4 dots, so. And this guy comes stomping up the stairs. I hear boom, 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 boom up the stairs, and all of a sudden, fucking Bucky comes down the hall, like fucking bat out of hell. So I'm like, oh, here he goes. He hits the thermostat on the wall. That's when Kennedy went, like, right at him. Wow.
He went completely
over an inch. Over an inch. Sean has already rolled for an inch the previous round.
He's got an action in reservation.
Yes.
He's got obviously. Anyway, so he starts just screaming at this guy. Shoves his finger up his nose, and the rest of his fingers go into this guy's eyes.
He missed the color part, remember? He actually hit him.
Well, first this guy tried to drift Sean.
Yeah, he did.
Shot, swing and a miss.
Hits the thermostat.
No. He hit the thermostat as running down the hall.
Yeah, he was going down the hall.
Drift, he misses.
Yeah.
Drift again, he misses. Sean, TKO. TKO again and goes down the hall. Then they're kind of rolling around. That's when Sean, when he went down, that's when Sean, finger up the nose, rest of the fingers in the eyes, scratching his face. Sean removes flesh from fingers later.
Yeah.
Okay?
The cool part was when Sean hit him, the sound was so loud, the Dark One, who was out in the Loomis Van of Doom, outside.
And she's out in the yard.
She's out in the yard. Basically hears the smack inside the van.
Deadening thump.
It was the meatiest, solid, bone-rattling punch I have ever come across.
Down this guy goes on one knee. Shudder, shudder, shudder. Instantly back on goes with Sean. I think this is where you came
in. Yeah, this is where I came in. I basically kind of came up behind the guy, went him into a headlock, and started to basically decide the two of us, we're going to make a splash on his tape, on like the floor.
So splash, down they go. In comes Kennedy with 3 boots to the fucking chest, with now, garrisons on.
Now, the part that I'm trying to figure out is the whining Jew, some part, who tried to get behind us. Now, as you can see from the videotape, I'm a large boy. Neither was our opponent a small boy either. And somehow Jams turned into like the Geiger alien creature, ran up the wall, the ceiling, came down, and was now on top of this guy.
Wait. Hello? Not everyone here. Who is this?
Alright.
Me is at the door. There's no point having people at the door on the mic because you can't understand them when you're here listening.
How the hell is supposed to hear them?
True enough. Okay, continue. With, oh, wait, I have to plug some webpage. www.hermanhut.com.
Yay!
Yay!
And let's hear from Herman Hut.
Hey, there's so much for me.
Positive reinforcement.
So the final fight ends with... Now, Sean is boot-fucking this guy with his garrisons. He's, like, kicking him with the flat of his boot. Twice in the chest, once in the stomach, as the guy is going down.
It's a palais soccer kick to the lower midsections, okay?
Door,
with
door.
Garrisons. These are steel-toe, steel-shank garrisons.
And Corey is now, like, pulling Sean back. Sean is red-faced.
Open the door.
Is blooded.
Somebody there.
Sean has somehow
Corey,
lost
right, shave.
Sorry. Sean has lost all sensibility and is screaming like a fucking maniac.
He's screaming at the top of his lungs. Calm. You have two fucking choices. You can calm the fuck down, or you will fucking die.
By this time, both the fucking bitch and Jew and fucking Zach
have this guy
are melding. They're melding with this guy.
Hey, Naples Blue Money garrisons, is that anything? That's like the Canadian Armed Forces X sort of breast boot.
It's their American paratrooper boots.
Who could Doug be? Who could Doug be?
Who could Doug be? Let's see.
Let's think about it.
Is Doug maybe Chris Lefke?
Good naming for your computer.
We'll try that.
See Doug run. Run, Doug, run.
There we go.
Good boy.
So the
what do you call him? The shovel in his head. Step. Doug. Another shovel in his head. Doug.
Doug is known as Jess 2000. 20,876. Good cover, Doug. Real good cover.
Rock,
Doug.
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late, buddy.
Did we finish the story?
They're American paratrooper boots.
Many of us are military mindless morons.
And the Canadian forces used to use them as their garrison boot. When they weren't in the field, they were garrison boots.
Anyways, they're big, meaty, fucking fretted.
They look so awesome.
Yeah.
So the guy is now, like, laying on the ground, clamped onto him.
And, and Dowie is holding Kennedy back. Dowie is holding Kennedy back in the worst way. Dowie is not a small man.
And he's having trouble holding
Kennedy. And he's having trouble holding Kennedy back. Kennedy's just flailing. Anyhow. Oh, we got a big buzz on the go.
The final bit of it was Inky steps over to the guys who are holding him down, and in his own inevitable fashion, he comes up with, "Hey, dude, calm down."
Hey, dude, calm down. You're going to go outside, okay? At which point, his only answer was, like, a coughing, choking, red in the face.
Okay.
So we let him up, and he later comes back to Kennedy and apologizes for being such a schmo.
But now with it, apparently he's called the cops and trying to lay charges against us.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that what that's
this
about?
This is the same guy who also had a gun in the nuts?
Yes.
I understand?
Yes.
Anyway, whatever.
And they couldn't have been too bad a guy. He didn't go for the gun.
He didn't have a chance to.
He didn't have a chance to.
How nice of him.
GK Jackal, we don't care that you wear Cat steel toes, because Cat is name brand and Garrison's aren't.
Okay.
My guess is 8-7. Hey, good response.
Time for break.
It's simple but good.
Okay.
I have not a number.
Fucking just out of
I would have heard my ears.
New Meow Mix from Purina is testosterone with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. It tastes so good.
How much are they paying you for?
What?
How much are they paying you for sponsors?
A whole lot.
You know, I think you could be careful on the phone. What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm way better looking. Not that this camera will stop it, but it's just sort of...
Makes
it
work a little better?
Makes them, it takes more work, so I might just go off and do it the same way.
Very smart of many things you're making about looking around.
No water.
Not at all.
Don't worry, I'll tell everyone I've been
possible. I promise you for the week.
Stop me with the CD recorder.
But wasn't that you do it?
What?
When you let you burn a coin?
Oh, yeah.
You owe me, yeah. I had a lot of bad shit.
Yes, I know.
German pages.
Yeah.
Moxie Fruitus.
That was Moxie Fruitus.
With?
Maybe there's a bunch of authors.
A bunch of.
So if you haven't listened to Moxie Fruitus, you should. You should Fruitus.
Because we're forcing it on you anyway.
Actually,
they're not even around.
They're coming to town.
No, there's so many kids now.
They're coming to town in Vancouver?
Yeah, they're like doing, I think, Richard Center.
Okay, well, if anybody here is actually from Vancouver, I'm sure they can go.
There's lucky is.
Yeah, but does he care?
Or if you're really big Moxie Fruitus.
You can travel to Vancouver.
Actually, we're a significant other.
Yes.
Is the king of Monster Islanders.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was a monster Moxie Fruitus fan.
That's Inky's sister.
No, no, actually, like I said, I actually don't mind her.
Okay.
She's a good person.
No, she's a
Hanes fan. No, she can be a monster pain in the ass.
Who is the king of Monster Island?
The king of Monster Island. Bert's the significant other.
Did you get that joke, Corey? What's your name?
I missed half of the conversation.
Tina, the king of Monster Island. From Life in Hell.
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah, yeah! Yeah!
Christ? You might want to, like, come down to about knee height or something.
No, I answered. We can't see his head.
Yes.
I told you to raise
that
up.
Joke,
here, hold this.
That joke eluded me because that was about the time Life and Hell started to really suck.
Yes, and I stopped reading it from that. Oh, it's his kids again.
It's in the Vancouver Sun now. It's in the
are you kidding me?
In the Q section on Thursdays, they have it every week.
Wow.
It's better now. The kids are gone. No more kids.
Kick them out of the house, eh?
They got, they back to the two...
Yeah, they're back to the Sheba and Bongo days.
Excellent.
You know what sucks? Like, what, did he think they were cute? Did he think his kids... Did Matt Groening think his kids were actually fucking cute? Did he think it was cute to draw more little bunnies and make them say dumb things about little bunnies? Like, that really sucked. It really made me mad. It's a great comic strip, and they turned them to Pablo.
It was 24. Matt Groening.
Okay. Yeah.
I would like to call it Pablo. I'll probably call it Pablo.
I
stopped watching I stopped reading it, the one episode where
you're like, episode the mic film.
I pretty much stopped listening to the garbage. I said, now let's move on. I think I heard this stuff that I should listen to.
Not yet.
No. But the one episode where I stopped paying attention to it, and I read every comic I can find. I've been known to buy Prophets and the Sun just to get like book full of comics. That's it.
Play the Hebrew rap song. What Hebrew rap song?
That is basically off the latest.
Two Live Jews.
Yeah. Two Live Jews.
Oh, it's a human.
Yeah. No. There is off the latest Weird Al album.
Running with
Scissors. Okay. There is a rap song.
Okay, we will play the Hebrew rap song in a little bit.
If I'm wrong, please, any of our listeners,
I think
correct me.
I think there is one. I remember it.
It's time for the news.
We're
going
to have to get a
cut out. Hello, guest 2118. Thank you, 611.
The Bomb Pilot ad.
Simply important.
And it's the Bomb Pilot ad. I saw it, actually, after I saw this thing. I went to pick up something for my work. And it's Simply Palm, it says. And there's this naked chick all curled up, and she's got a Palm Pilot. So some guy made a parody of it. And it's Simply Porn. You don't follow along with the four different pictures. Simply Porn. And they've actually got porn stars. A lot of vagina. There we go.
A lot of vagina.
That's from...
That's from, yeah.
I got that video.
From, get out of my mic!
A lot of vagina.
Sorry,
a lot
of vagina. All violent. Chesty LaRue. Chesty LaRue Hooker.
Chesty.
Anyway, that's just something funny. Okay, I'm going to this one, because that one's last, because that one's like sort of a feature. NRC says 28 U.S. nuclear reactors still need Y2K fix.
Oh, danger.
This makes our fuel really secure.
Well, one thing.
Those damn Americans, get on the job.
How old are these reactors? Most of them are probably 30 to 40 years old, if not older.
Well, older would be fine because they wouldn't have any reliance on.
No, they upgraded when they basically they took all of the systems and they kept upgrading.
Why would they just turn them off?
It's power.
That's not the way to do it with a reactor.
Unfortunately, there, buddy, it's called the North American Power Grid. And
as soon as you start, what do we care? We have hydro.
No. I think, for instance, Nelson.
Yeah, but Nelson,
the big huge Y2K meeting, if they did happen to be able to shut themselves off of the North American power grid, if they could, which they can't, they could only supply, what was it, 15% of the town, which, in theory, was Nelson in 1930.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
I don't care, because I don't live in Nelson. I live in the Lower Mainland. We have hydro.
Exactly.
But, and we have enough micro to share with other people. So we have enough.
No. You still don't understand. We're on the North American power grid.
Yes, but we can unplug ours.
No, we can't.
I don't know.
We're on a grid. Understand, we're on the North American power grid, which means we have clean power. We're not like England. We don't get brownouts. It's because we share our power.
England
has
brownouts?
Okay, when everything fucks up, and I can't and laugh at you.
Can't is not a word.
Well,
it's a word, but it doesn't.
Hey, the reason being,
realistic statement.
Drex, the reason being is they can't test it.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, how do we shut it off? Well, we're just going to shut it off and see if it works. The whole power thing shuts off, and we don't have.
But we're all guessing. It's not like a light switch at that level.
I was talking to the BC Hydro rep, guy who they sent out to talk. The guy who knows.
They're all biased. They're all biased. They have a biased opinion.
Dress one small question. What's the color of the sky in the world?
Whatever.
I'm sorry. Gray. Chris even agreed with me. He said Drex is silly.
Drex backed up his statements with more dribble.
Yeah, but he says all wins.
And he said Nelson sucks, actually, too, so we really don't have to pay attention to him. Yes, number.
He says everything in capitals.
We can't
stop yelling.
Stop yelling.
Stop yelling. You're hurting my ears.
Hit the caps lock button.
Okay, so I have a discussion here.
It's not time for that yet.
What do you mean it's not time? Who decided it's not time?
Rex, I'm the producer of the show.
Right.
I
thought
he normally does. That's the reason why that 6 months was so
counted out.
Rex, it wasn't usually more tolerant.
Okay, here's the next little news item. It's a web page. It's not really news, but it's a web page called The Oracle of Bacon. And what it is, it follows the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's a web page. You type in a
star. I'm so tired of this
show. This is so stupid. Very cool.
No, it isn't.
Very cool.
Okay, no, wait.
Give it a chance.
Maybe it's not what we
said. No, wait. Just give him a chance. It might be.
You said that.
Okay, you think of an actor's name, and it'll relate in as few movies as it can to Kevin Bacon. I have not been able to get over 3.
Oprah Winfrey?
At all.
Yeah, okay.
Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah Winfrey.
Just do Oprah.
That's all it'll take.
Winfrew.
Winfrew.
Oprah Winfrew. It'll say. And the drum roll. Two. Two. It was in Native Son with Matt Dillon, and Matt Dillon was in Wild Things with Kevin Bacon. Somebody try and get over three.
Okay.
It was really
good. Elmo Lincoln.
Darcy Pollan. Elmo Lincoln. It has to be somebody in a movie.
Brad Pitt.
He is. Yes. Elmo Lincoln.
Errol Flynn.
Errol Tarzan.
No, he wasn't alive. That's not fair.
That's cool.
It's not quite fair, but we'll try it anyway.
Two.
Errol Flynn was in Sun Also Rises with Eddie Albert. Eddie Albert was in The Big Picture with Kevin. Just try.
And Elmo Lincoln.
Okay,
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
It's not really fair.
So what? We don't care if fair. We just want to win.
But because you can like it. You can like it.
Ah!
Oh,
I don't know. Which one is it? Charlie Chaplin?
I put Charlie on the bottom.
Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah.
Charlie Charles.
Who the hell's Charlie Charles?
Charlie Chaplin.
Fourth one. Hello.
There was a Charlie Chaplin.
York.
No.
There.
No, that was the right
Charlie. Charlie S. Chaplin. Okay. That's probably a three.
Mm.
Even with Charlie Chaplin.
I don't think that's it.
That's the one.
Yeah. Charlie S. Chaplin.
That's
the right one okay. before.
That was the right one. Anyway, that was three. Two.
I've got one.
Okay, what do you have?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, that. These are two of the names, but.
But come on. He's the king of straight to video.
I probably spelled it wrong again, but it'll help me out.
I think Van Damme with two M's.
Four. John Claudio.
You need Van Damme.
Okay, yeah.
V-A-N-D-A-M-M-E.
Van Damme. And it is.
One.
One. Do you remember a movie when Jean-Claude Van Damme started with Kim Bader?
Oh, I hope I didn't.
Okay, we're not taking this right. Anyway.
No. What it is they didn't put his name in there because
no, this is the Internet Movie Database.
Because we want.
It says everyone.
Okay,
everyone.
He's got a good one. Steve's got an excellent one.
Okay, Steve. Steve's got Gentle Gene has an excellent one.
Okay, yeah. And this color.
Okay, what is it? Is it a recent person?
Okay, you're taking way too long.
Hulk Hogan?
You're going to have at least three.
No way.
The only people he's been working with are like
the three ninjas. Three ninjas.
Oh, there you go.
Victor Wong. And Victor Wong was in Tremors. Okay, enough of that.
Jeez. Yeah, look, Al left.
Al left.
Don't really
forget, forget this stupid radio show. This is dumb. Kevin Bacon? What the hell are you talking about there?
He's back. There's some new movie or TV show.
Oh, see, just Al actually does just, he just shuts off the, MRC and just listens because he likes listening better than thinking.
Okay, you want to do your debate now, Rex?
Why is now okay? I want to know. My feelings are hurt. I need
stop crying. Stop crying. You stop crying.
Okay.
Wipe them out.
I'd like to ask every one of our radio listeners to help me be. I'd like them to be good friends. Remember the definition
Stay
of a good friend.
Not connect to the radio.
Why? What's the problem?
Why not?
This problem is.
What's the issue?
You know, I'm a friend and a good friend.
A friend will help you move. A good friend will help you move a body.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're gonna what? My body?
Didn't say anything.
I know, but I'm not stupid.
Okay.
Inky's back.
So shut up, everybody. Shut up, everywhere.
Shut up,
everywhere. Dread. Boo hoo. Says.
All right.
Chest to away.
There's, in case you all don't know, we've been getting boatloads of refugees from China. Hey, shut up everywhere!
He fucking lives here.
He understands the game. Don't talk when I'm talking. Because I'm wrong.
No.
Hey,
we've been. You don't.
Shut up,
big an ego.
Shut up everywhere! Boatloads of refugees from China. They've been showing up somewhere nearby,
Vancouver
on
Island.
The shores, and on Vancouver Island.
I think.
Yes. They're showing up. It doesn't matter where.
Bomb boats.
They're showing up in British Columbia, and everybody's going, "Oh,
well, I don't know what are they saying."
Well, some are saying that basically we should return them. Matter of fact,
no, I want to hear the negative things they're saying, not their solution that they choose.
Oh,
some of them are saying send them back.
Most of them are saying send them back, but mainly.
But the reasons why, as well.
The reason why?
The line jumpers keeps coming! They're coming! It's the yellow peril! They're touching them!
They're line jumpers.
They're line jumpers.
Yeah, they're
just
yes.
Right. Okay. Anyways, I was reading this article.
Actually, they're different from us, but there's a majority of them actually. If you
I was hoping. I was hoping when I read this article that he disagreed with me. But he has the exact same opinion as me. Right. Basically, it's we're all boat people. We're in North America, and well, apart from the Indians, and they're foot people because they walked here.
I was born here.
Okay, but we're talking, you know, our ancestors all came here.
Yeah.
So why are these people any less important than us, right?
Because they came with more guns than the Indians.
Okay, sure. But
not true, actually.
Anyways,
TK Jackal says Canadian leaf tattoos. Turn me on.
Wow, are you like, never mind, it's alright to be gay, just don't be gay on me.
I'm not gay, but Drex is a very attractive man.
Woo! Okay, so,
shut up, Jojo.
Anyways, shut up.
Oh, right.
Well, I lost track. You ain't saying shut up again. Okay, what's the problem with both people? Just tell me what you guys
think. I have a huge problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's openly admit he's a redneck.
But
he's fine with
okay,
that.
I don't care where the hell they came from. I don't care if they came from Victoria. If Victoria was in a different country, it wouldn't bother me. Their origins don't mean anything to me. The fact that they figure that they can just pay a fee, sneak over, and then not be responsible for the fact that they paid to do a criminal act.
Okay, but did you pay a fee to come here?
Didn't need to.
Right. So it's easy for you to say that.
No.
You're just born in this country.
No, I agree. No, let's put it this way. I do believe, especially given the political climate of the country they're in, they should have an opportunity to come to a place to better themselves.
Absolutely.
However, given the fact that they are coming over here in support of organized crime.
Okay,
yes,
but this is
No.
Wait. I have to talk on that right now. They're coming here in support of organized crime, or organized crime said, we'll get you over there.
Yes.
So organized crime is the problem.
But it's crime.
Refugees.
Crime is the problem.
The other thing is, refugees aren't the problem. It's the crime is the problem, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so why are we going, you refugees suck, we don't want you here. Why don't we deal with the criminals that are
and
use them?
I don't have a problem with the refugees themselves. I have a problem with the fact that they don't go through the normal process.
Well, actually, given
what if the normal process means no?
Yeah. Given the fact,
and tough shit. Yeah, tough shit. You tried.
Okay.
If you don't qualify to come over here, I mean, too bad you got busted for drugs in your own country. You can't cross the border. Like,
how did you qualify?
I don't need to.
Right. So why are you more important than them?
Why are they more important? What if I want to go to China? What if I try and sneak into China? I'll probably get hung by my balls or something. I don't know.
Right, actually,
we're talking about our balls, we're not talking about China. I agree with you.
I heard that.
Why are we more important than them?
We're not, but every country has its processes. Whereas in Iraq, if you adulter, you lose genitals. Like,
but this isn't a rap.
No. But what I'm saying, in a situation like that, I mean, if I fuck around with my wife in Iraq, I mean, I go in there knowing, okay, I may lose my balls over this.
That's fine. That's right. That's fine. They have come here knowing that if they get caught, they might get kicked out. Right? And I agree that the government should try and stop them from coming here. Because if they didn't, then, well, then, they have that's right, we could be overrun. We're nowhere near being overrun.
But
if I was in China, and I went to rural channels, and they said, no, and someone said, give me blah, 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 and then I'll let you go there, I'd be like, fucking A, I'm going.
If, Drex, if these people can prove they have real political concerns, that they are... they do qualify for refugee status because they are being suppressed by their own government for their political
or persecuted.
Persecuted. That thing goes for persecuted as I was looking for. But by their government, based on their political or moral or ethical views, especially given the recent thing where like China cracked down and turned a breathing meditation into an outlaw cult. Because they were too worried about the amount of people that were joining and modifying into this, and they thought it might become a political bloc. I agree. These people have every right to try to escape their country and try to come to a place where it's free. However, the fact is that after the first group was released from custody and was allowed to basically mingle. Something like 30-40% of them disappeared to go south of the border to pay off their debt to organized crime. So if that's given the fact that you have these individuals, all they are doing are supporting this own little ugly, dirty cycle.
So, okay, but my point is, why sending them back isn't going to stop it. They'll just send more people.
No.
Stop the people that are going to use them, the crime that's going to use them.
But what will probably happen if we actually send them back is that the Chinese authorities will publish that.
Yes.
And people, word will get around fairly quickly over there that you come over here in a illegal fashion, you get sent, you get a boat ticket home.
And a boat ticket home to China involves really ugly stuff.
Especially after you spend your life savings trying to get the fuck over
here. Because another point is that my argument is, because like I said, I think the government should try and dissuade them from just sending boatloads of people over, right? Because although we're far from being overrun, we have hardly any people.
No, I have no problem with their racial background or race, and I admit to being an open redneck.
Okay, one more point on what you were talking about. You said if they could prove that they are politically
persecuted.
They're all... Every person in China is politically persecuted, except a few people.
So are we.
Yeah,
we're
attacked.
No,
I'm being sarcastic.
They're all politically persecuted. They don't have to prove it. They are all politically persecuted. They're in a fascist country. You can call it communist. No,
not really a fascist. It's just a
fascist. You know what? I've got a problem with it.
They're fascists.
The little yellow.
Do you know what fascism is? That?
Yeah.
Then they're fascists. You know that?
No, actually, technically, they're not a fascist state.
Technically is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about practically. They are a fascist state.
They're a dictator.
They can call themselves whatever they want. They can be communists up the yin yang, but every communist country is a fascist country. Because in order to make your people be communists, you have to have a controlling government like that.
Well, that's not actual fascism, but that's basically just putting hairs on political arguments.
No, it's not. If you grab the definition of fascism, it's a controlling, it's a government.
No, no, fascism is controlling.
I'm going to split hairs and agree with you.
Good.
You're right, it is a fascist state, but communism is an economic system. Fascism is a more of a form of government.
Yes, but... what I'm talking about is not the philosophy of communism versus fascism. I'm talking about the very actual communist countries that are out there.
Can you come back?
Not what they supposedly strive for.
Well, because no matter what their good intentions, they inevitably devolve.
They're fascists.
Sort of fascist.
That's right.
Because the only way they can keep their people alive is by finding a gun at their head.
That's right. That's what fascism is.
Communist nation in the world turned into a personality cult. The exact things that they basically talked about and basically were against is exactly what basically all communist nations have become.
Right.
That's for a break.
Okay, we're going to a break.
Can we
have a song?
On that note, it's time
to have a song?
Yes, somebody's having a song. It's all weird. It's a Hebrew rap song or something.
Okay.
It's we're getting by serious notes.
Aren't you glad I'm back?
Fuck you,
you were bored before.
Jiggle the kid.
I jiggle.
What, you don't like my argument?
I disagree.
Go ahead. You don't think that communists are fascists?
No, not that. I was talking about your other
argument. What?
Your other argument.
You digress.
Yeah.
What, the Chinese boat people?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you agree with me.
Really?
Actually, you started out saying
you agree that
they shouldn't be sending them over here.
Yeah, no, but basically I was actually really surprised when the Chinese government offered to not only take them back, but asked to have them sent back.
Well, of course.
So they can kill
them. So they can make that
out, because they want to find out literally who the individual for smuggling.
Well, they sent the RCMP over there. Yeah, they're sending the RCMP over there. But if I was in China, I would. My argument is not against you, because you guys have the same opinion as me. Only we have we're arguing about semantics.
Well, right. I basically don't believe that they should come over here because I am so strongly opposed to basically organized crime. I'm willing to sacrifice at least thousands of lives in order to basically wipe it out.
Right, but
you have Jews.
We're talking about an individual who wants to leave their country so bad that they will pay this horrible price. You got to take it from their point of view.
Yeah, I know. I do understand those point of view, but the thing is, I'd be willing to sacrifice two people in order to basically shut the price down.
Wouldn't do any of that. Wouldn't even touch it.
No, it wouldn't, but basically it would shut that part of their money making business down.
It would have zero effect on it. I don't think that if you stop any little thing in organized crime, it does nothing for them.
No, what you have to do is you have to basically continue to fight. Organized crime is not something you can fight and defeat with one fell action. The only way to do that is to basically literally have a gang war where you kill them all.
Well, you get them big enough so that they can't hide anymore. And then you go in and you become a fascist because that's the only way to really deal with the world. We should be having this argument on here because it's much better.
You don't want to have this argument with me because for like 10 years I'm like a strong believer in like draconian law. I believed in a police until like about 5-6 years ago.
So we'll have this discussion. What do you mean I don't want to? What, I don't like to argue?
Do we? Oh.
Are we back? Are we back? I think
we're back. I'm not
we're not.
I want you to be listening to Red Radio. Thank you. $9.95.
We are back, and we have a question of the week. The question of the week is, what is your choice of suicide if you had to do it? I have a webpage to go along with this.
Okay, first of all, I'm having to play with that. If you had to commit suicide, it's not suicide.
Killing yourself is suicide.
Okay.
Correct?
Sort of. I guess, yeah, okay, that's right.
Suicide.
Very basic. No,
or
no.
He's a teenager who's driving. Well, if they do it on purpose, no, you have to do
purposeful
it.
Killing of yourself.
Okay. Purposeful killing of yourself.
When you have a second, even if we don't do it during the show, let me check out the demographics of the death penalty. I'm a little interested in that, but that's
okay. We can
after the show. Type
okay.
So, anyways, we've switched from a discussion about both people. Because it went stagnant, because we had the same opinion, except for little semantic bits.
Yes, which is annoying to argue about.
But right. It's lots of fun, too. It can get really literal and
coach.
Anyways, and it's on to fascism.
are you for it or are you against it?
And you know what?
See you at the next Bush meeting.
Okay, everybody hates fascism, right? But you know what? We're doomed to become fascists. No matter what our planet does, we're going to become fascists.
You're predicting another NDP victory then.
See, they think they're communists, but see, there you go. You're right on my side there.
Okay. You just lost 99% of the globe.
Yes, the NDP is one of our local political parties.
No, but really, like, we can't help but become fascists. You know all those movies where they have, like Judge Dredd and The Fifth Element? And they're all fascist.
Right? Those are accurate predictions of the future.
Yes, they are.
It's not. No. But they show massive cities with so many people that there's no way that you could possibly control the country without chaos unless you're a fascist.
That's why me and the chicken have for a long time been rooting for what we call the Shiva plague.
Uh-huh. What's that?
That's where basically a widespread pandemic that wipes out 90%+ of the human population.
Except for you.
No, I don't care if I buy it. If I knew for a fact that basically the majority of the human race was going to be wiped out for the betterment of the environment of this planet, I'd break that vial.
You know, that would be really cool, actually. We were talking about that today. We're wandering around the woods. And, well, it's not the woods. It's down on Zero Ave, which is right on the border of Canada.
We're wandering in the Canadian part, but we were 4x4 in the American.
That's right. We went across the border. We did. We forged into the
American soil of border
and drove around and crushed like grass and
there was no
and brambleberry bushes and stuff.
Didn't say no Canadians allowed in America.
There was a nice path, even right down the hill.
Anyway, there's so much smuggling across the border.
Anyways, regardless, we're walking around on the Canadian side, and there's all these cement pads, and I was going.
Stay on target.
Shut up, yo. He didn't want to talk about fascism. What am I going to do? Anyways, I can't have an argument with myself. I tried that for a whole week on my show, and it was bad. Okay. There's only cement pads, so obviously there were buildings and stuff there, right? And, I mean, it couldn't have been 20 years or whatever since the buildings were there. and we were thinking, and, but you can hardly see them. There's trees and everything all over the place.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it. It wouldn't take 100 years for Vancouver to look like that. It wouldn't take nearly 100 years.
For all the buildings to fall
as soon as cars stopped driving on the pavement, grass would start, you know, a few cycles of snow and heat, snow and heat would crack the pavement. We'd have grass growing.
No, you would have grass growing. I agree that a lot of the natural environment would change. But look at just the Roman ruins. Look at just certain areas that even basically like...
They're talking about a totally different climate.
Yeah, it's in Rome.
Okay, well, okay, look at...
It's a different climate than they built
in the last. We're in a rainforest, right?
Yeah,
I agree, but like, look at South America.
Going south again, which is not a rainforest.
Oh. Desmond, okay, just...
Desmond,
we're talking about around here. Just imagine any abandoned house, and... 5 years and there's trees all over the place.
I agree.
We're imagining this massive forest, woodland,
yeah.
Right? Like you go into the little woods and there's these trees and stuff and they're not like Douglas firs or anything, but only you still see the buildings because you're not even a Douglas fir doesn't go as tall as
a sequoia.
Carpet rots and then carpet becomes.
Woohoo! Anyways, I think it would be cool. And then, so like the 10% are all like fucked, right? They're all screwed because they needed those other 90% of the people to keep the power going and to keep food growing and all that shit, right? So now they have to spend their lives cooking, like making, growing food so they can live, so they can't busy around with their
I'd like to see the world turn to an agrarian society.
Okay, well, forget it. I don't know what that is, but I know it won't work.
Agrarian.
See?
What's that?
I knew it would.
Farming.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I think basically we reached our height around sometime about the time of, like, Athens with the concept of, like, Athenian democracy with the small city-states, and that was it. All this technology is just so much fucking window dressing for human society.
Drexus, please. Drex likes boys. It has been formally announced on the IRC that Drex likes boys.
Nice for the boys out there.
Okay, we did the... I'm going to go through the methods of suicide. There's this really funny webpage. Follow along.
Was anybody listening, by the way?
Tons of people are listening.
How many is tons?
That's for us to know.
No, I want to know.
By the way, what was this question? What was the question of the week? If you're going to commit suicide...
If you're going to commit suicide, what method would you...
Oh, we lost the listener.
You do?
We must have lost
one listener. Oh, no.
Curses!
Probably the engineer. He keeps cutting out.
Who's the engineer?
Because the other guy. You don't know who the engineer is. It's Lewetki.
Oh.
Lewetki.
So here is the webpage. I'll put it on the IRC. It's really good. And it lists all the different ways to commit suicide.
Caffeine.
The quickness of it. The effectiveness and how long it takes to
carbon monoxide.
Cocaine. So, let's hear cocaine.
Want to hear cocaine?
Cocaine.
So that's another way to die.
Dosage, 1 ounce. Don't know what it is in real weight. Time, 2 to 3 hours. Available, difficult. Surgery, not known. Notes, read something in a newspaper. A coke dealer died after eating an ounce of it when the police raided his house. Cause of death was a cardiac arrest 2.5 hours after the overdose. However, a cocaine overdose is painful and causes paranoia and breathing problems. One form of cocaine smuggling is swallow condoms filled with the stuff. From time to time, a mule has a condom burst inside him and dies in pain reasonably quickly.
Yes.
LSD, non-fatal dosage, infinite. Time, never. Available, who cares? Certainly, it will not kill you.
Yeah, okay. Enough LSD? Permanently destroys synapses that you use on a regular basis.
So what you're saying is that it won't kill you directly, but you'll be so stupid that you'll accidentally die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you'll totally trip up and run into traffic.
After, what is it, a dozen doses?
Eight.
You are legally...
Eight doses.
I've heard two, I've heard eight, I've heard ten, I've heard twelve.
I know a lot of insane
people. Let's say twelve, to be clear.
Yes.
You are legally insane.
Are you legally insane?
But the reason, I suspect that the reason they say that is because you could, have flashbacks.
Do they have ecstasy in there?
Oh, sure.
What is it called?
MDMA.
Oh, I had a question. Is there a listed method for taking a lot of asthma medicine?
Or MDMA.
For what?
Go ahead. Taking a lot of asthma medicine all at once. Why are we bringing this up for chance?
You know, the real
thing. I tried to kill myself with Ventolin, it didn't work. That's the word, Ventolin.
Hey, try and pull it.
Drug name.
I want to see it on the screen.
Something amphetamine, I can't remember which one. It is amphetamine, though.
Mono.
What is? What is?
That chloride? What is it? Mono.
SSC is amphetamine.
Oh. Anyway.
Really? I mean, there's so many.
Go to the MIRC.
Disembowelment. I want to see disembowelment.
Anybody know what MDMA is? The actual word. I read a book on it. Must be all that.
Excellent. Nice topic. Yeah.
I basically have to say, if I'm going to basically go, I want to use explosives. Use so much that it's like we're talking instantaneous. Kablooey.
Let's look up explosives. Let's see how effective your method of death is.
Can I share my suicide?
You will. Do it. I thought you'd think of that. Explosives. Time. 10 milliseconds or similar. Available. Difficult to get a hold of detonator and good explosives. Certain if detonator works properly. Notes. Do not use gunpowder or other slow explosives, e.g. homemade explosives. Use dynamite or strap it to your forehead with the detonator and boom! The main problem is with getting a hold of high explosives. I know the recipe for nitroglycerin, but home manufacture is extremely risky and the product is unstable. If you can get a grenade, use it. It's probably the best way of doing one.
Along
actually, if you're interested,
we're disemboweling.
And most legal form of high explosive you can find is a simple mixture called Kynpack. It is a mixture of nitromethane, which is a model airplane or race car fuel,
yeah,
and ammonia nitrate. You simply mix the two together, and have something that all you require is a standard blasting cap to detonate, or you can just simply detonate with a shotgun shell.
Got the shotgun popular in Oklahoma bombing. Although instead of nitromethane, they actually use diesel fuel.
Diesel fuel, ammonia nitrate fuel, explosive.
And we all know how effective that was. Anybody take a good idea to get a good look at that building after
the run? By the way, the one problem with that is it is really hard to detonate ammo. You need a booster charge. In his case, he used something small. He used some primacord with acetylene tanks to basically set off the explosion, which is why it worked so well.
Yeah. Very well.
So the next one somebody mentioned was disembowelment.
Yeah.
Seppuku Harakiri.
Which is a bastardized pigeon version, meaning a belly slit, is the best way to describe it.
Time, minutes. Available, got a nice razor sharp sword. Certainty, fairly certain, assuming that you managed to gut yourself properly before passing out with the agony. Notes, painful. Even macho samurai used a second to decapitate you at the appropriate moment. So don't expect to do much more than give yourself
peritonitis.
Trendy for some insane martial arts fanatics and gay Japanese poets called Mishima.
has anyone actually seen that?
No.
If you ever get a chance, Mishima.
Drowning.
If you get a chance to see it, do so.
Oh, drowning. Make sure you don't cough on the drowning part.
I've been trying not to. And bring it down to the bottom because we can't see.
Oh, sorry.
Or put that at the bottom.
Sorry.
Okay, heard of it.
Drowning. Time. Minutes. 5 minutes to die drowning. 20 minutes to die of hypothermia. Available anywhere there's deep, cold water in a remote spot. Certainty. Good. Just make sure you sink and can't swim. Notes. Put stones in pockets. Tie your legs and hands together. And hop into the lake. Bit of a shock to the fisherman who finds your rotting corpse stuck to his brand new net. Must also see entry for hypothermia, freezing. However, remember that you could be revived from cold water drowning after several hours, because the cold slows down the terminal brain damage. Warmer water doesn't have the advantage of hypothermia, but is more effective in making sure you stay dead.
Electrocution, keep going.
Electrocution.
Well, one more note on drowning. Apparently, drowning is like the easiest way to die.
The galley.
You suck in... A big lung full of air of water, and then it's just
except for apparently it triggers certain responses that are like evolutionary in human beings most mammals in our panic attack.
Yeah.
So there's no way of just giving yourself into it. You can set yourself up, but you're looking forward to about 5 minutes of really unpleasant experience. It's not a nice way to go.
You're still there.
Even after
with the
longer
on the water, you're still there.
What? No. Yes, okay. This is what I have heard about drowning. You freak out. You suck in an air full of water. Well, a lung full of water, right? And then it's completely peaceful after that.
Yep.
It's like suffocating from breathing some other gas that you can't yet. Okay, I'm sorry, but I've heard the complete opposite. And the reason is this. Once you start breathing it, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Somebody suggested that's by chicken.
Once you breathe it in, it doesn't hurt anymore, and you're still breathing. You're not panicking because your brain doesn't know it's not getting oxygen.
Right, so your theory can be tested with that shit they use for deep sea diving.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's Corey.
No. Oral hydrocarbon diving, something or another. I can't remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like pink. Anyway, whatever.
It's oxygen.
It's oxygen.
It was originally.
My perfect way to go would be to go to the Mind Body dealership, steal a bike because I'm not going to pay for the fucking thing, so I'm going to be dead before they can catch me. Go down the bypass. And I believe on the bypass there is the bypass and Fraser. There's a propane tank. Hit that bitch at about 220 in shorts.
Just shorts.
Can we say 80 foot?
No.
Just shorts. You have to be like wearing like strap-on road flares. So duct tape road flares to your chest.
Totally not necessary.
If you get a propane tank, you're taking out a radius.
Like if you remember that we saw something on really lousy Fox, which one of their live action thing about a number of propane tanks that blew up in Korea and took out a block. And it looked like Hiroshima.
Yeah,
I was impressed by the size of the explosion.
How about the chemical plant in, I believe it was Texas,
yes.
Went up? It was popping minor, like, Hiroshimas. It was all poof, and there's, like, concussive waves. This camera that's filming it, a few kilometers back, because it wants to, it's like a news camera, and it goes, boom, and it's like, ooh! Holy boom! Oh, we can't get out of here now!
Dangerous. Explosions are brutal. You see them on TV.
Next week.
The big fire explosions. Explosions, like, you can't possibly understand them when you watch it on TV. When you see a nuke go off and then you see the wave, that's what a normal explosion does.
The wave.
It does a shock wave, and it just... It nails you, and you're like, holy fuck, you're really cool. And we're talking about a little explosion, like a grenade just goes right through you. If you're in front of a rifle when it goes off, you feel that sucker. And you don't have to be, obviously, if you're half of the bullet, but just slightly ahead of the rifle, and you feel it. Holy fuck.
About propane explosions. Explosions, for that kind of leveling to occur, the air fuel mixture has to be absolutely perfect. Like, it is actually really hard to make a propane tank just go boom.
Yeah.
You can puncture a hole and have a great
big
able
to land.
Yeah, it'll just burn off. But
assuming you put flame to it, otherwise it'll just vent. It won't instantly catch fire.
No. If you have a sealed propane tank and it's punctured, one of the tallest punctures. It'll just shoot out a flame for, like, as far...
If there's flame, it won't just instantly...
Okay.
But propane doesn't, like, automatically...
No,
fire.
A spark will do that, though.
If there's a spark, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
you can puncture a tank without a spark.
Yes.
Here's stupidity. I'm, like, 10, and I go to a construction site. There's, I think, about a 5 to 6 foot tank sitting in this construction site. And I'm like, and I start to untwist the nozzle. I'm like, hey, cool, there's liquid going out. And it's making hissing sounds because it's liquid propane. And there's jets of propane coming out. And so I leave it on, run over
to the other side. It's either liquid or it's mist. It's not both at the same time. It's impossible.
Okay, well, it's
Pardon?
Coming out.
No, that's
liquid.
Not true. It's like filling up a CO2 tank. You'll have liquid CO2 in your tank.
Oh, no, that's not
and,
me.
And
that's
gas
me.
At the same time.
This thing is so full. This thing's so full. I can't move it. And it's jetting out air or propane and liquid propane, because liquid propane is hitting the tank and then hitting the ground.
Everybody say bye-bye, chicken.
Bye-bye,
chicken.
Chicken.
See ya. Are you going tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay, you're not playing volleyball?
Well, I don't know if I'm not sure.
Okay.
Or are you not? Are you not?
Well, I'm off at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So I might just wander down
here. I run away, get a styrofoam plate, and come back, letting us go. And of course, we take, like, I took the time to wait for an entire styrofoam cup to fill up. With liquid propane, and I knew that I'd play on stairs and stuff. We did, in fact, leave.
If you arm up and then stand upside down, it'll drip out.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. I just mean you can't have it at the same time. I mean, like, when, like, there's a whole expansion thing, too. When it's in its liquid form, it's 273 times different than when it's when it, in its...
Welcome to Fluid Dynamics Night. You're on what the hell?
To switch topics. After your story.
Okay. I've had a whole planned suicide thing for a long time. I remember kind of carrying it out. Because if I didn't die, I'd go to jail for a very long time. But I'll explain really quickly the scenario, and then I will explain the plan for my funeral afterwards. Okay. It's all very worked out. Okay. I plan on ripping off somebody's, like, really large monster truck style
vehicles.
And I plan on just driving it through the front doors of some major shopping center. Well, now that Colossus is here, it used to be Wilbur, but I think Colossus would be great. It's harder for them to get out of the way.
And I'm always perfectly
a nice big premiere movie night.
And I would just
Star Wars 2.
If it was in Colossus, I think I would take up supporting post to the bar above first. So it fell, and then the people that were left alive, I'd run them over. But the way it was in Wilbrook was I just keep veering and hitting as many screaming people as I could. And not hitting anything major, just stock
and
vehicle.
And at the end, you'd have a lead lunch, right?
Sort of. I had it more planned this way. See, this is
the
explosives in the truck. No, just enough to make sure it goes boom and I'm dead. But right as I get towards the end, I was the back wall. Of whatever, I just accelerate as fast as I possibly could and go boom into the wall and hopefully die. Now, assuming I die,
probably not wear your seatbelt either.
But of course not. I take safety measures on my seatbelt. That's not that spectacular, but what I have planned for my funeral is great. And Sim and James Marker,
Black Wolf,
have agreed to carry this out for me. I'm going to get stuffed. And I'm going to be stuffed at my funeral, like, sitting up, like, in the coffin like this.
Sorry, I got to interrupt here. Blown up and then stuffed? It's not going to happen, man. No. It's just not going to happen.
Definitely a closed casket. Got to work out the details. I was planning on initially just dying from the impact of the vehicle. But whatever's necessary to make me look better, I can. But I want to be, like, taxidermized, stuffed. And I want my eyes to be able to move back and forth. And basically, I want to be Teddy Ruxpin. And I want to give my own eulogy. It'll all be done on tape beforehand. And I'll set up at my funeral, and I'll have planned seating for certain relatives.
Hi, everyone. My name is Corey.
Thank you for coming to my funeral, Dad.
Dad.
And then take as many relatives with me as I can.
Tell Todd Cooney the difference of the taste.
I need someone different.
I don't even want to talk right now.
For everyone listening, there's something wrong with the DNS or something. I have Ram Radio webpage, so you'll just have to bear with it for now.
So too bad for you. Too bad for you.
Oh, everything's fucked. Time for a break. Somebody talk to, like, a
second. Oh, actually, I got
Gentle Deer has something to say. Yes.
Oh, wait, there's something to say.
It's just doesn't
have. Ooh! Okay.
Wait! Don't pull on stuff too much.
Okay.
The tickle.
Don't pull on
stuff. Yeah, that's long. I'm just yanking my cord here.
My cord.
Okay. Yanking a cord.
I'm just pushing.
Yanking random cord. This is the first time that I realized that some of the kids in my elementary school
doesn't
want to
make it
to adulthood.
I didn't know it was a man to make it
this guy sat down. It was like lunchtime at the library or something. Who's working on this paper? And I was looking at it, and being the voice of it, I looked over and I saw, I was like, I need some rope, I need some piano wire or fishing wire, depending on the time.
Yeah,
I have some
you know, he's two minutes. What are you doing? Oh, just wondering, you know, what would be a really cool way to just scare the hell out of that. And he speaks to these vegetables. There's three stories, but those are my three stories, he tells me, in this next convoy. And I think, you know, if I got 35 feet, I get 35 feet for wrap around my body, and I get,
you get a 14
30 feet and wrap around my hand, and then I get this piano wire wrapped around my neck. What he's planning on doing, and that's about 30 feet. So he's planning on getting a good head of steam here. First thing that snaps tight is the piano wire. Severs the head.
Well, take
crazy.
It into,
oh, did I mention the crazy thing? He's got a crazy little hand
into
his hair.
that place.
So I thought I was considering 8 years old going.
You see, whatever, I'll fix that.
Oh, God, oh, God. Never in his place ever again. But I'm always other police guy. I'm never going over there. Just for sure, I'm going to show up and I'm going to see him rope around the waist, rope around the wrist. He's bothering me. With that little head dangling from it. This is the 8-year old kid. I'll get the story for the tech guys here. Planned suicide. the end result being.
Look it up.
Planned result being. So actually, you know, with some video editing, this will be a pretty good shot. Body, feet maybe just touching the ground. Hand is about this high. Head. His own head. Holding it.
Crazy.
He actually, and this is like an 8-year old had, like, the wish list. He had about 35, he had a 3-story house, had about 35 feet of rope around the chest, under the armpits, about 30 feet of rope for the hand, so it's up here, and then about 25 feet of piano wire.
So he set his own head.
So on the way down,
basically to his hand. So he'd be like,
hanging like this.
Sitting there.
I'm thinking, either this kid is right now directing MTV videos, or he did it really badly, and he's just now like, whatever passes for Riverview now. Just like chasing a little blue pillar on the
table. That's the beginning, but that sounds pretty
cool. Yeah, time for a break.
It's time for a break, and what we're going to play here for you now is our new promo that we did for the show, and also a joke that Bob did today, and then a anti-vegetarian song, as far as I can tell. So here it is.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then came the state of the station with Sumerian, and it was bad. Soon after came What the Hell with Drexel, and it too was bad. Knowing that their shows were bad, and knowing that the evil of the world could destroy them alone, they combined forces. It was good. From Sunday night, from 9 to 11.
That actually sounds like Mako. I'm impressed.
One day, there's two brothers. One of the brothers gets a job in Toronto. He says, hey, there, buddy. He says, I'm going to Toronto. He says, I got a job. He says, right on. He says, good. About a week later, he says, his brother gives him a call. He says, I'm home. He's had a rough day at work. He says, hey, there, buddy. He says, how's the job going? He says, well, it's going great. He says, you're going to have to bring it down to Toronto. He says, buy me some beer. He says, you're making lots of money now. He says, right then, buddy. He says, come down. He says, go to the corner, eat the payphone, give me a call, come down, pick you up, and we'll have a beer. He says, right. Comes over to the ferry, comes in Toronto, goes to the corner, finds the phone, gives his brother a call. He says, hey, brother. He says, I'm down on the corner here. He says, come pick me up. He says, well, which corner are you on there, brother? He says, there's a lot of corner in Toronto. It's not like no flat, eh? He says, hey, right there, buddy. Well, he says, go in the corner there, and he says, look, and he'll tell you which street you're on. He says, right there, buddy. He looks, drops the phone. He says, which corner are you on? He says, right, I'm on the corner, walk and don't walk.
We went out. It's the arrogant worms.
I've heard this one.
My sisters thought the promo was the devil's hot dog.
What is R-O-F-W-O?
That's 22 killers.
Going on or
laughing.
While laughing.
While laughing.
Yeah, the other thing is, vegetables don't die right away when you pull them out of the ground.
That's right, they cling to your
bones. They live in agony, especially when you eat them raw.
They're
like, I gotta eat more vegetables.
Damn it.
Why is he doing that?
If he ever touches my throat, to get an apple bite, it's a great thing. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a hole, with no escape. I've stopped the slaughter for a turn.
Is the key to them okay? Is it just us or is it
right? No, it's not good to them now.
I told the judge, and he said,
you know, he
is my mother,
no, okay.
In his tower. I heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skin being
healed.
What?
Really cool stuff.
Yeah. Do that right now. But, very, very time to do that.
It's hard to put it, but,
you're my friend, Don.
Yes, your friend, Don. I always talk about you.
He's got a brother named Scott. Scott just got picked up on armed robbery.
Oh,
possibly one of the stupidest crimes in Victoria.
Okay, tell me that.
What is the name of the phone buddy?
We need the name. Can you pass the phone? Movie.
You have to see these people. It's terrible. You haven't lived in Sino Boris, fucking Simon's cat. Or seen a cricket do SM with a cow with pierced udders.
You know, I'm really sorry they introduced me to you.
No, it's Muppet. Small Muppet. It's hilarious.
Go away from me.
It's not a sex video, there's just two sex.
I don't want to know.
We'll stop. Don't ever share with me
again.
Now back to the What the Hell show with Marion and Bob from
I swear it was a really bad April Fool's joke, gone really bad. Let's go ahead.
Derek was laughing at that April Fool's joke for a couple of years.
Three or four.
Hello,
movie man. Hey guys, just finished in your intro. And there's the end of the intro for the movie man. Hey movie man, how's it going?
Oh, just fine guys, just fine.
Excellent. So, you have any movies, bad, good, ugly movies this week for us?
I just popped in the movie Forces of Nature, which I'm watching currently.
Oh, did we interrupt you again?
Oh, that's quite all right.
Okay.
For you guys, it's all worth it.
Woo! Forces of Nature, is that the one where the chick's trying to get married and the weather keeps interrupting?
Well, not really. So Ben Affleck is trying to get married and he gets in a plane crash and he's trying to drive from New York to Savannah, Georgia with this crazy whacked out woman who would be Ben Roy.
Aha.
And the wackiness ensues.
Woohoo.
But I haven't seen it yet, so.
Planes, Trains, and Psychotics.
Planes, Trains, and Psychotics.
Exactly. So the wackiness hasn't started ensuing yet, but okay. It should any minute now.
As soon as we hang up.
the wackiest one, too.
Absolutely.
Wackiest one. So have you seen any?
I have seen actually nothing.
Oh, no!
I rewatched The Matrix, which, again, was fantastic.
Of course. Yeah. 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 It just keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better. I'm actually considering buying it when it comes out.
It's coming out very soon, I believe. I
guess. The 21st?
Yeah, yeah, I think that is. Yep, DVD.
Why are we not telling him?
Why are we not telling who?
Why are we telling him? Shouldn't he be telling us?
He should be telling us.
I did. It comes out on the 21st.
No, but what I'm saying is...
That's your local Rogers video.
That's right. That's your local Rogers video. For the people in Canada or BC.
In BC.
In BC.
Right
across the country.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, danger.
They haven't migrated down to the state yet.
Not yet.
AT&T owns them.
AT&T owns them, eh?
Like a big, huge share of Rogers.
Okay, so maybe you can delve into your vast knowledge of movies and think of how about a really bad movie?
A really bad movie.
A classic of the day.
I watched a really bad movie tonight. It comes out on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Just because I've been kind of getting into the golf thing a little bit, I figured I'd give this one a shot. It's a comedy, National Lampoon.
No, no, golf!
What? I didn't hear him. What was it?
National Lampoon Golf Punk. Kind of like it says Caddyshack meets the Mighty Ducks. A shot, you know? I mean, how bad could it be?
And how bad was it?
Two words, National Lampoon.
Really bad.
Some National Lampoons are funny. Look at Animal House.
And a whole bunch of kids you've never seen before, and you'll never see again.
No, I try not to look at it.
So what was the plot?
Oh, it's the Mighty Ducks. Every single Disney sports movie you could possibly imagine. Underdog, loser kid.
Even heavyweights?
Suck it first, lots of training, lots of practice, and Singapore, eat your ramen. Boom, they win at the end.
Wow. Fuck. You never saw it coming, did you?
I was surprised.
There was a twist at the end of the movie when you...
Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger right to the end. My mother called and said, Scott, I've got to talk to you for a while. I said, I can't. I'm watching Golf Punk. Okay, maybe not. But when you guys see that one in the video store, go, oh, wait, that one. And then, like, run the copy.
Take it home, tape a porno on top of it, return it back.
Hey, that's been done before.
Yeah, but you'd improve the quality of the tape if you did that.
Improve the quality of the tape, eh?
Absolutely. Oh, here's
it's a... It's not a joke. It's good will.
The old store that you used to work at made a minor mistake when doing some video repairs.
Okay.
It was splicing some tapes together, doing the regular stuff that we had to do when we fixed them. The only problem is he had two on the go at the same time. And when he put them together, he put the wrong movie in the wrong movie. Some lady takes home... Oh, what was it? Pokemon! And the kid pops it into the VCR, starts watching it, goes, Mom, this doesn't look like Pokemon! She comes in just in time to see the rape scene in Clockwork Orange.
Woohoo! So somebody's watching Pokemon and going, Stanley Kubrick, what has happened?
Never too early to introduce him to the classics, I think.
Never too early to introduce him to the classics.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So we're going to let you go.
All right.
And say what the hell, we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right. Excellent. So we gotta rush a bunch of stuff in right now. It's, do you have your Bruce Hospital story?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
This is a genital.
Actually, I have a choice. I can do a genital, vaguely genital Bruce Hospital story.
You can't tell how badly you want me out of the room.
Please don't.
Well, okay, we're going with a full genital Bruce Hospital story.
Full genital. Okay, where is it? There it is. Intro Gross Hospital.
Now, once again, it's time for the
There's a spider up there, and he's trying to fall on
it. That's a leather jacket.
That's a leather jacket.
Hello, boys and girls. If you haven't been paying attention
for the last few weeks, months, years, what have you, I spent
37
shows or plus, something like that. I spent 5+ years working at one of our local hospitals as a security guard / orderly. And in that time, I saw many things, both pleasant and disgusting. One evening, we had an older fellow, about 35, 36 years old, came in with kidney stones. He was doubled over in pain.
Whoever's doing that is going to get killed.
That was Bob. He was literally doubled over in pain. He was just so uncomfortable. So we gave him some medication, and after a little while, the guy says, well, I've got to go to the bathroom, which was, if you know what kidney stones are, you know this is just not a comfortable point at this time. So he goes up, goes to the bathroom, and we give him this little strainer so that in case the stone passes, we know. So he has to piss through this strainer. So he's in there for about maybe 15 seconds when we hear a blood-curdling scream. So we go running over there. He can't unlock the door, so I have to get the door unlocked. He is bent over, holding himself.
And this is when he gets all turned on.
In the toilet is a little splash of blood, and in the strainer is a kidney stone about half the size of a split pea.
That's a fair size. Strainer?
They have like a little paper cup with a little paper mesh strainer, so that basically we can find out if the kidney stone has passed. And that's basically what happened.
Kidneys. And then like, okay, I'd like to respond to the nameless moon buddy who, in typical female fashion, has tried trumping us with the tired and sick old tri-childbirth comeback. Let me try to explain why guys don't believe this. Never ever believe this. How do I even try to explain it? Well, neither is the body's way of saying, no, don't do that. Okay? Anything that you do that your body's not supposed to do will hurt. You're not supposed to burn it. Burning hurts. You're not supposed to, say, whack it with a hammer. Whack it with a hammer hurts.
Hitting yourself in the head with a sledgehammer.
Hitting
yourself in the head
with a
sledgehammer
hurts.
Well, no,
sometimes
you're not.
But you also notice that, even if it doesn't hurt, you notice that not hitting yourself with a sledgehammer actually kind of feels good.
It's like the old joke. Why? Because it feels so good when you stop.
Exactly. The idea with this being that the more bad it is, the more it's going to hurt to teach you, don't do it again.
Like car accidents, you generally don't survive those, so don't ever get into them.
Exactly. Now, this is where it gets back to actually the relevant part of this particular story. Childbirth is admittedly a tough and demanding thing to do, but it is something that females are supposed to do. If it was something, if babies weren't supposed to come out that way, you better bet it would hurt something like a kidney stone. For guys, pretty much all of the only thing they're really good for is sort of kill things for other people to eat and procreate. And so basically anything genital related has that sort of overtinge of like real like wrath of God type pain stuff. Like not only have you done something so stupid that you've hurt yourself, you've hurt the genitalia. And you're going to burn twice for that. You're going to get the nerve ending hurt, and then you're going to get like the back of your spine, make your eyes roll back, make your ears bleed kind of pain. So therefore, my response to that is childbirth does hurt, and hurts for a long time.
And lest we forget that the kidney stones are an equal opportunity pain inducer. It can affect women as well as men.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I don't understand what he's saying, that women don't hurt in childbirth because
it
must not hurt.
It does hurt, and it hurts monstrous.
Desmond knows he's had two children.
No, I've not, but I've been in the room when a person has given birth on more than one occasion.
She's faked.
I have seen the pain a woman goes through when that happens. And as for she's saying about being ripped in two, I have
heard. He's also been ripped in two.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about that, but Nameless Gloom Bunny mentions her friend was almost ripped in two. For your information, I have heard of people being ripped in two. Matter of fact, my sister-in-law had to have a cesarean because she was literally not dilating enough on both of her births. So the doctor's choice was, you have a choice. You basically can either, we can do a cesarean, or your wife's asshole and pussy can be the same hole. This came from the doctor in those exact words. My brother went,
more medical.
Let's, no, I was standing right there when he said
it. Let's uninvent one of your orifices.
So, it's not almost ripped in two. It can happen, and it does. That's where basically massive amounts of hemorrhaging does happen.
So I don't understand what your comment was. What are you talking about?
Okay. No, he's saying, I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, it just, in addition to, that they're sort of equal on the part that things going through passages that are way too small for what's coming through. For women, the fact that, you know, some guys don't get kidney stones, a lot of women do have kids, that's why, just for that, but on top of the actual pain of that particular situation, there's that sort of over, like sort of washing all over it, it's sort of that panic-inducing knowledge that God's getting back at you for, you know, not treating what evolutionarily is your most important bodily part. You know, if for a male is to procreate, I mean, it's one of the overriding things, you know, there has to be a built-in thing to make guys really, really want to protect that particular body part. And that's just, it's a specific kind of pain. It's that cringing, again, you know, don't have the people
on the floor, doubled over.
Yeah. And that it's a certain kind of panic, like, that's why, you know, crotch shots, women laugh, guys wait about a half a second to get
to. No, women don't laugh.
Well, yeah, I guess because they don't.
Women chuckle evilly.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I accidentally
kicked a woman in the crotch and
they don't like it either.
They don't like it either.
The only
I threw a softball at
but they like seeing it happen to guys.
She was well down for a long time.
That's one of the reasons why she's your ex-girlfriend.
If you want to see a good crotch kick to a woman, Brent, so I married an axe murderer. When I watched that in the theater, everyone in the theater went crazy.
Wait. Yeah!
Wait.
You won't let us watch it.
I hate that movie.
I have talked to girls, though, who basically had both babies and kidney stones, and they say the pain is about exactly the same for the thing. But,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to, if I could, share an example of the tale of my father, who actually fairly recently ended up with five kidney stones that all sort of came out in the same night. And he said it was, quote unquote, this is my father, it was the worst fucking pain I've ever experienced in my life. I don't ever want to go back after that. If I do, shoot me, kill me first.
So it was kind of a positive experience then.
Oh yeah, really enlightening.
You were here the night I told that wonderful story about the guy with a pair of scissors, weren't you?
That's true! Kind of half of it. You talk really loud.
I have to say that is probably the most painful crotch incident I've ever seen.
Okay.
But I've seen births, and I was... One of the few times I ever froze and did not respond to an emergency was the first time I had a woman fall down in front of me and just let go. And the water, the fluid, everything came out. Massive dilation. The kid was beginning to push out. I just stood there with a stunned, stupid look on my face. I got that the first week I showed up at the hospital.
Initiation.
Wow. Welcome to your new job.
Well, last week we had this little thing, Bloom Bunny. I don't know how it came up, but we had to rename her.
Oh, yeah, that was evil.
That was evil.
We were talking to her.
Somebody sent some ICQs to me of some names. They're okay. But we have to think of a name for her, and she has to change her name to it, and we kick her out of the channel.
I like Bloom Bunny. I like nameless Bloom Bunny.
We have to name her just temporarily for tonight, so she has to change. I don't know if something's stupid.
Sean insisted.
But
Sean did go along with doing it.
They did. Okay. Hungry Tiger sent in, I'm proud to be fat and suck sweaty feet bunny.
Does it have to have bunny in the name?
No, it doesn't have to have bunny in the name. You can pick any name you want. And Vast 6789, picked Minui, and it's French for...
And he got it wrong. He got it wrong.
He got it wrong spelling?
Got it at the end.
Oh, that's right. And Skip Radio picked Minia, which is really close to the other one.
There's a name of a Matthew Goodell, a brand new one, that would be a wicked name.
Okay.
It's Beautiful Midnight.
Okay. How's that? Beautiful Midnight?
How about just Minui?
Minui.
There's like Minimi?
Minimi.
Maximi.
Maximi.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay, it's Maximi.
No, that's not nice at all. I was just kidding.
Have you seen her picture? Let's all see her picture.
Yeah, that would help.
Well, this will give us some inspiration. I posted it on the webpage under listeners. So go to www.
Is she on right now?
Yes. www.rampradio.com. No, you should have heard last week's show. You were there, weren't you?
I was there. I was laughing and feeling ashamed at the same time. I'm really sorry.
Okay,
go. What were you guys thinking
on this chick for?
She doesn't. She's okay.
Sean started.
Very cool. www.rampradio.com. Click on schedule.
Sean being a dickhead?
No,
that never happened.
Click on What the Hell Show after schedule, then click on Listeners Talk. And there's Skip Radio, there's Spectre, there's Gloom Bunny. And Jack is running away. She's making gill with gill.
She's lost 40 pounds since then.
And she says she's lost 40 pounds.
So we want a new picture. And don't send us like one of Cindy Crawford with like ripped glasses on her.
We want a before and after. So this is the before. Send us your new after shot.
I bet she's like totally amazing now. That's what she's
doing. Hold on.
Oh.
There's inspiration in the picture.
There's inspiration. Nine Inch Nails does it. The gothy, gothy look, too.
I don't even see the NIM, actually. I was just looking at her face. I think it reminded me of, like some mammal. Like I don't mean it in that bad way, but, like, just the expression on her face.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. There we go.
The expression on her face was denotes like the
disdain of the picture being taken.
Yeah,
it's obviously a school photo.
Yeah, apparently,
stupid background that they have there, that blue.
You feeling okay?
No, it's not hitting me. It's not so much.
She looks like my lunch lady from school.
Oh, ow!
I was gonna say lunch.
I've never seen your lunch lady, so why would that be a horrible
thing? No, it's just, you know, the typical, like, the Simpsons lunch lady. No, see, I don't actually find anything wrong with her picture. It's just the disdain on her face. Like, it's just, like, disdain, isn't it?
Disdain.
I have a bad haircut.
Somebody else got there.
I have a bad haircut. Okay. So did we come up with them? What was that?
She never has a bad haircut. Let's call her Cowlick.
Okay, you think whatever Gloom Bunny, whichever your favorite one was, you can change to that one. How about that?
No. We told her that we would come up with a name for her, not
microphone.
We told her that we'd come up with one, not like give her a bunch and say which one you want.
It's not a multiple fucking choice.
You sound like you're dying here. Do you actually have the Shiba I keep hoping for?
Yep, he's the one.
Get it! Yes! Patient Zero! Woohoo!
Patient Zero. We know from which it spread.
I'm not going to die from it. Everyone else is fine, but I'm not dying.
It's an immune carrier.
I have a horrid haircut. Okay, there's your name, Blue Bunny. You are now horrid haircut.
Horrid haircut woman.
Wow.
Everybody
kind of fits. Peter
is good.
We're going to a break?
Yeah, we're going to a break.
We weren't exactly
going to a break. We're going to come back.
We're not good for our own self-esteem, Corey.
We don't have the collective self-esteem in this room doesn't add up to like one normally felt just in person.
What are you waiting for?
What's this?
It's called Touch Yourself.
It was called Touch Yourself.
They have it.
Okay. I haven't heard it either.
I don't think we will.
It was really nice. We've been cutting out the whole time.
Derek's spoiled water for turtles.
Is it burning though?
Yeah, no, it's just something on the outside. It's spoiling water.
Just bars and bars.
Cool. It's like my hand.
The name of Bombing for Lost? What are you talking about?
The song is something that would be a great Bombing for Lost.
The Midnight Ones? There was Beautiful Midnight and
Wait.
The
thing.
Oh, she can't sing.
She said bye! Woohoo!
Hey, DJ Psycho,
Jeff.
Hey,
she's still there.
DJ Psycho? That's not Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm going to do,
new address somewhere. He might be arcade industry.
I'm not changing my over there.
Tell this thing I like Cool Buddy best.
I think this thing is good.
I think this thing's the best.
I like Cool Buddy.
You know what you're talking about.
If I wanted your opinion, I'd have to.
Luckily, I don't have to wait for your permission to get my opinion.
Good thing.
Yeah, good thing.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Guess who got busted again?
Oh, was it Gary Coleman?
Gary was basically lying again.
For what? Being a bad little boy. Off the TV.
Apparently,
but then
he had
TV or touches the TV.
Huge amount of traffic tickets, and he also punched a chick in the face.
Yeah, but was that for...
Was he in a stool?
That was clever. That was very clever.
I heard he's filed bankruptcy.
Yes, he has filed bankruptcy. There is apparently a web page for people to basically give donations to Gary Coleman to help with his defense fund.
Hey, guess what? He apparently hates Kid Rock, and Kid Rock hates him.
We all hate Kid Rock, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason I should send money to Gary Coleman for his defense fund.
I hate Kid Rock.
Everybody always roots for the little guy.
I basically still think Bloom Bunny kicks ass.
Oh yeah, she'll change back.
Go back next week.
I don't think I don't think Bloom Bunny's the best. I think Disdain is the best. I think you should go with Disdain. That's awesome.
If we basically cared about Drex's opinion, we would have sent him to the military.
Wait, here for songs.
I don't care if you like my opinion.
Yours.
I don't need your permission.
I don't need your permission to that.
You are so easy to bust.
That's huge.
Yeah, I know that. Actually,
you've got a vein throbbing in your forehead. Are you gonna?
No, I don't.
Okay, what's this?
How do you know? Okay, top
one.
Top
standard.
Top 12. Not just throwing it to the top. And I can't remember the standard.
It's my funky gritty soul.
Okay, what was it?
Top 12. Oh, to say to a top.
Yes, I got this from my buddy Trooper Banker.
Hold on, very fast.
Okay, so I'll go back and forth and
you go first.
Okay, top 12 things not to say to a cop.
Oh, it's like an inside thing.
I can't reach my license unless you hold my beer. It's okay to say that in Texas.
Number two, sorry, officer, I didn't realize my radar detector wasn't plugged in.
Aren't you the guy from the Village People?
Number four, hey, you must have been doing about 125 miles an hour to keep up with me.
Good job! You want a free candy or burnt?
Number six, I thought you had to be in a relatively good physical condition to be a police officer.
Number seven, you're not going to check the trunk, are you? Why do I keep getting all crappy?
I pay your salary.
Number eight, I pay your salary.
Number nine, gee, officer, that's terrific. The last officer only gave me a warning, too.
Number ten, do you know why you phoned me ever? Okay, just so one of us says.
Number 11, I was trying to keep up with the traffic. Yes, I know there are no other cars around. That's how far ahead of me they are. Isn't there 12?
Number 12, when the officer says, she said, your eyes look red. You drinking? You probably should respond with, gee, officers, your eyes look glazed. Have you been eating donuts?
Oh!
Not a good one.
Best. As a security guard, I got Rent-A-Cop and all the rest of those. The best comment I ever heard, and I was so impressed by this, I didn't thump the little motherfucker who said it, was called me simulated pork product.
See, that's so
that,
good.
That was so original, he didn't get thumped for it.
Okay, time once again to open the phone lines. Best time. doesn't bother us.
What the hell?
See, you can't call because we have it off the hook.
They haven't heard it yet. So, the phone is operational. It's only about 10 cents a minute.
I don't know what it is with you needing to put it like they're all suspicious. They're all, we're not calling. The phone doesn't work. We don't believe you. The phone doesn't work. Because they always do that. They always say, call now. The phone doesn't work. What the hell is with that?
The phone doesn't work.
Why do you always do that? You're a metal case.
Rex?
I wonder why I do it.
I wonder why we all do things that make Darcy
piss off. Rex, you slipped on your medication.
You touch your fucking thing, Uncle Fuck. Oh, God. No, I'm not eating as I think, Uncle Fuck.
What does Skip want? Did you call me again? So it's only about 9 cents a minute, so dial 10-10-10-10.
And next week it will only be 8 cents a minute.
We call you. And then call the number.
Call 1-800. Answer the fucking phone.
Go ahead and answer the fucking phone. And then dial my number.
What do you mean it's not toll
10-10-321. How about that?
1-604-5.
Boy, Todd Tony.
It's toll for you. It's free for us.
Boy, Todd Tony. You're just so fast.
It's toll free. Or, sorry, it's not toll free, but there's no added charges for the first 3 minutes.
And if you're as big as Todd Clooney, you don't have to even pay. You can actually pay the non-paying attention tax.
Just saying, go ahead, call us. Get all of that.
Yeah,
go hard. A few more minutes
with the show. Go hard, Richard.
The only thing you'll miss is you.
Yep.
And you know what you said. And you know what we said back to you.
Spectre's going to phone.
So get off the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Spectre. You phone in. Do you have something to say? Okay, you can phone in. If you have nothing to say,
we're going to hang up.
Why are you warning him that way? Why don't you just do it?
Okay. So phone in. It's like 10-10-321, 9 cents a minute, 10 cents a minute. If you can't afford that, you suck. What are you doing?
Oh, woo-hoo! We have a victim.
We have a victim. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is the nameless one. I got tired of listening to you whining like that. How did they pity on you and call?
Pity on us.
No, you don't say, I have pity on you. You say, aw, muffin. Come on, you said, aw, muffin. There you go.
You barely won.
I don't know. Last time I checked, the nameless one almost won out here before Promo Girl.
What? It is toll free for you?
Oh, actually. Unlimited long distance every month.
There's another. So do you have a joke or a poem or something ready to say? The phone lines are free now. I believe he's on cable, so he can hear. He can hear.
5 minutes.
5 minutes left.
Hurry. Get those phones. There's only 300 items left.
Time's running out.
I wanted to sing. Hi, you're on Ranch Radio. Who is this?
It's Lieutenant Woo-hoo! Major Zombie.
He's been promoted.
You've been promoted? No, he was always Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Always.
Oh, really?
It's you.
We just never cared before. In the analog, no such thing as Lieutenant Major.
You know that, right? That there's no such thing as a Lieutenant Major, right?
Yeah,
no. Okay, good job, you. Creating a rank for yourself.
He's waiting for his promotion to Captain Colonel.
Captain Colonel.
Right. Poem or a joke or something waiting to say?
Not really.
Rex hanging up on you. Well, see, has he got off the internet for that?
Muffin!
That happened. Pink timeout. He had to get off the internet. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
He hung up on him.
Poor little guy. Anyway,
well, what did Todd Clooney have to say? You really can't.
Muffin.
Wow, this is not funny.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Thank you for hanging up on me.
Is that all you had to say?
Maybe he's got something to say.
Punishment.
He's got something to say.
Oh, muffin.
Okay, so, how you doing?
How's
it going? No, how you doing? No, don't hang up on me.
I'm not gonna.
Rex is on.
Oh, I'm not hanging up.
You have something to say?
Rex is on the button.
Good.
Bang, mate.
Look, Boom Buddy's gonna phone in. She just quit.
So I agree with him. You are a.
Yeah, we need proof that you're a chick.
need proof.
Because we don't believe you.
You could have just sent in that hot model photo of yourself and trying to...
What's Todd Clooney saying?
Hot model photo?
Hot model photo.
It's an airbrush. Hopefully this is Gloom Bunny and not somebody taking up the line.
Yeah,
perfect.
Hi, is this Gloom Bunny?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is this? Fun. Who is this?
Spectre.
Spectre, how are you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, we're just doing a radio show here.
Do you want me to call back later since Gloom just got off?
Yeah, we want Gloom to phone in, so, oh, she just joined. So we're going to keep the phone lines open for Gloom Bunny. So
Wait, did you have something to say?
I'll just call back later.
Did you have something to say, though?
Yeah.
Say what? What did you have to say?
A lot of stuff.
Well, go for it. Go for it. He'll phone back later. We'll wait for Gloom Bunny. So don't just hang up when he has to say what the hell. Okay, so nobody phoned in except for Gloom Bunny.
You want me to call back?
And then we'll play something else. We did. Then we'll play the phone last that we got last week, maybe.
Maybe. And if we would have played my promo, but fucking Sim deleted it.
It was really short anyway. He can do it again. He just, like, right off the bat. No practicing needed. No slipping the new accent.
What poem is this?
It's not a poem.
Hey, you're saying, get the hell off. Phone in.
Type in. She needs you to type it, because otherwise...
Otherwise she's stupid. Because she's a girl. Stupid girl.
There's your proof.
Phone in.
Yeah.
Oh...
Play my song! Hey, Sean, play your
song.
Fuck a wall!
Spectre sounds sexy. You're Spectre's friend, so... Oh, wait. We're going to play a song until Gloom Bunny phones in. We're going to play that poem. Where is it? Where's the poem? Okay, we're going to play...
Hey there, to
we're gonna play the we're going to play the poem last week that Jackal did until Gloom Bunny phones in.
There we go.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Gloom Bunny.
Hey, Gloom Bunny! You made it! Alright.
This is the random picture I pulled off the web that's actually me.
That's actually you. That's on our webpage.
It wasn't a bad decision upon your part.
Excellent. So your voice does sound female, so we will give you a thumbs up.
Although you could be just some effeminate guy.
Hey, you
are Texas hoping.
So tell us something that only a female would know.
You're having your period, you get a weird white chunk.
I knew that.
I get those all the time.
Thanks, Bob and Drew gets that all the time, so... so you have
some coming lots of disturbances. I don't know any weird chick things. Why do you think I'm the only chick on that radio?
You're a weird chick.
You've got a point there, you have a point.
You have a point.
Well, being a weird chick, wouldn't anything she knows be a weird chick thing?
Yeah.
True. Just by definition.
So do you have a joke or something cool to tell us, or?
No, you can hang up on me. I just wanted to prove that I was a chick.
Wait, we have to say, get her to say what the hell. Don't be so
cool. No,
what the hell?
That's puppy talk.
Okay, do it again.
What the hell?
All right.
Muffin. It's nowhere near as much fun when you're asking for permission to hang up on them.
No, we're not asking for
permission. Yeah, you are.
I say, say what the hell.
They know what that means.